we're creating new senior citizens by the thousands every day in America. The peak year of the baby boom was more than 65 years ago, so that many more people get stamped senior every day. Once you get that status and you have needs, where do you turn? One place is Oregon's Office of Aging and People with Disabilities in the Department of Human Services, APD for short. APD runs a number of programs and helps seniors in a variety of ways. Rodney Schroeder is APD's Community Services and Supports Unit Manager. Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Deb McEwen is with us as well, APD's Long-Term Services and Supports Program Analyst. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you both here. Rodney, we did miss a chance to talk with you in May, which was officially Older Americans Month. The theme was powered by connection. Talk about that aspect of growing older. Do seniors tend, some anyway, tend to get isolated?
Well, most certainly they do. And many of them, you know, with family either moving away or moving into other areas, seniors are a population that do tend to get isolated. Many of them will remain in rural areas or parts of the state that inherently will isolate them as well. And we've got several different projects that we've done and are undertaking to help kind of combat that and try to help with that social isolation and loneliness that impacts the senior population.
Well, tell us about those projects then.
So we've done a couple of them that have been completed, and I'll mention them briefly, and then I'm going to ask Deb to talk just briefly about one that we're just starting now. But we had a project that we called the GrandPADS project, and that was for our Medicaid consumer. Those are the consumers that are on the long-term services and supports, and these are the in-home individuals that were combating that social isolation or loneliness. And we had an opportunity back in 2023 to provide we called it GrandPADS, but they were iPads, computers, in order for those individuals to connect with family, connect with doctors, and do other things. They may use it for entertainment, for music, for different things. And we had great results of that with nearly 80% of those consumers discussing that they'd increased their daily activities by listening to music or reading articles, playing games, or having those connections with others from the outside. 100% reported that they had some kind of benefit of feeling less anxious, less lonely, or more supported. And then the other project we did was through our what we call ADRC, that's the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. And that's a program across Oregon where we've got local offices, local individuals that can be available for people for questions and resources and referrals for an aging individual or a person with disabilities. And in that project, we provided either computers, laptops, or robotic pets to individuals that one reported to us a feeling of social isolation or loneliness. And then there was a screening, an assessment that they went through. And if they were eligible, we helped about 370 individuals who received some type of that technology. And again, in those post-partition surveys, 98% or more of them reported that the technology helped them feel less lonely. And many of them used that technology for entertainment, information access, and then that companionship or social connection. Just starting, in addition to that, if I can have Deb mention the next one briefly, Jeffrey, if that's okay.
Yeah,
we're just starting out.
Yeah, just a moment. But I have to comment, though, about the fact that it's really interesting, though, that as much as we try to keep young people away from technology, older people can be greatly helped by it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and then Deb, talk about the new program, if you would.
Yeah, this is really exciting. Just starting. We're getting the word out right now, so this is really timely. We're building upon the project that Rodney just mentioned with the Aging and Disability Resource Connection and our partnership with our technology, Assistive Technology, Inc., to essentially replicate and expand this program to get technology into the hands of folks who identify as LGBTQIA2S+ and who are older adults. And so we'll be starting this very soon. People could potentially be eligible today if they hear about this on the radio. But it's to, again, address social isolation, particularly within that demographic of older individuals. And in this case, that's folks who are 55 or better. So really excited to begin that, and the connection point for that for folks who are interested or who want to refer someone is through our ADRC, and the website there is adrcoforegon.org, or a more direct connection is to the toll-free number 855-ORE-ADRC, or that's 855-673-2372.
2372, 855-673-2372.
Correct.
Or adrcoforegon.org.
Correct.
Deb McCune and Rodney Schroeder are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange from APD, Oregon's Office of Aging and People with Disabilities. We're talking about program offerings and ways in particular to keep people connected as they age. You can join us with questions or comments by email at jx@jeffnet.org. And let me give that number again for getting to services, 855-673-2372. Deb, when people call that number, where are they going to be referred? What will they be asked to deliver on their end to let people know what they can get on the other end?
Yeah, so when people call that number, they'll be directed to an information and referral specialist who, if they're calling about the program that I just mentioned, it would be good if they mentioned that they heard about the program, that they have some feelings of loneliness or social isolation, they have some trouble or challenges with technology, because that will help to prompt the information referral specialist to ask questions so that they can be screened for that project. But in general, when folks call that number, an information and referral specialist will then, talk with them about whatever the issue or challenges or barriers or lack of service needs that they have, and really have a conversation with them to identify what it is that could be of benefit to them, to help them identify resources in the community that could be available, and then to make those make those referrals out for those particular resources. And if folks need some additional time, or we call it options counseling, some one-on-one targeted assistance face-to-face with someone or over the phone with a specialist, that's also a service that's offered by the ADRC to help really people and their families really drill deeper into what their needs are and what supports can be provided there.
How long does it take to train a referral specialist? It sounds like they need to know a lot of different things about where to send people.
They do need to know a lot, and I don't really have the length of time for you, but it is generally a job that one grows into for sure. But with the ADRC of Oregon, we also have a very robust database that's searchable by the public at that adrcoforegon.org website that lists resources for people. So they're searchable not only for the public, but also for our staff and the information and referral specialists. So they can really much more quickly identify available services and supports for people.
Let's talk more generally about available services and supports then, Rodney, because it seems like there are many different levels of government that are prepared to do things for seniors. I mean, for example, we have the area agencies on aging. I mean, how are the roles divided up? What do they have that you don't, or vice versa?
Well, it's really a shared network that we all participate in to provide the services to Oregonians. So at the statewide level, we have the Medicaid program, which we would refer to as the long-term services and supports. And those are programs that are designed to help individuals in their home, help individuals in different other community-based care facilities, and up into nursing facility if they have a need at that level of care. And that is that program is mostly administered by state employees across the state. There are four areas of the state that we have area agencies on aging, as you mentioned, that do that Medicaid program. And those are more in the populated areas, the Portland area, the Salem area, Eugene, and around Lane County or Albany, Oregon Cascades West area. And then the rest of the state, that again, done by the state employees and state offices. We have the AAAs, or Area Agencies on Aging, also participate in what we have the Older Americans Act programs. And those are ones people are probably very familiar with on the meals on wheels or the home delivered meals, those congregate meals, family caregiver support programs, some legal assistance mix, other supportive services. Those are programs that we contract, we the state contract with area agencies on aging to deliver. And those are delivered then through the 16 area agencies on aging across the state. And then the final program that we kind of administer through that same network of the area agencies on aging is Oregon Project Independence. And that's a lighter touch of Medicaid, doesn't have the same financial requirements and eligibility requirements. And it provides help with individuals in their own home to help with those activities of daily living and such to keep them independent and more improve their quality of life in the home as they may need.
Rodney Schroeder and Deb McCune are guests on the Jefferson Exchange from APD, the Oregon Office of Aging and People with Disabilities. So as I hear about the various services there, Deb, and from what you were saying before about outreach to the LGBTQIA2S+ community, that the kinds of people who enter the senior category change over time, and sometimes quite significantly, which probably makes it a bit of a challenge to provide services. That's for you, Deb.
Yes, yes, it's true. You know, all of us are aging, and over time, you know, our needs, our abilities, our strengths all change over time. And it is sometimes difficult to do the outreach, not to do the outreach, but to have outreach that identifies those folks who could benefit from our programs, people who are socially isolated. So we are also, you know, always trying to get the word out about the ADRC and the information and resources that can be provided there. And love coming on shows like this. Thank you for inviting us to also get the word out so that people can give us a call or otherwise contact us, because sometimes it is really difficult to find people and identify what their needs are.
Aging and Disability Resource Connection, adrcoforegon.org. Let me give the number again, 855-673-2372, 855-673-2372. Rodney, were you about to get in there?
I was, Jeffrey. I was just going to mention as well that, you know, the pandemic created a unique challenge as well. And because of the way that all Americans had to respond to that, the pandemic, it increased that isolation and that need and the flexibility that our network had to do in order to reach out and continue the services to the folks that need it. And so not only, as you mentioned earlier in the show, right off the bat, people are aging at a rapid rate, that there's also things that happen. There's events that happen like the pandemic, like wildfires, like other things that create unique things that our network responds to help those individuals.
So before we go, though, when I think about all the vast array of services from you know, in-home care to robotic pets we mentioned earlier, is there still some major unmet need? Rodney, is anybody slipping through the cracks, do you think?
You know, part of what the information and referral specialists do is in those conversations, they do track and identify unmet needs or things that people could utilize that we don't have a service or a referral for. We occasionally will look at those and try to strategize how to develop that. And then the other thing, and Deb can speak more to this, but the area agencies on aging, each cycle when they do their area plan development, they'll do a needs analysis across their specific service area and look at the needs of their seniors within their area, and then look at how their programs and their services are meeting those needs. But most certainly, with the finite resources and finite types of offerings, there are unmet needs. But part of what we do is try to find those unmet needs and then seek out a resource that can help those individuals.
All right. We'll pick up the conversation on another day, but that's all the time we have for this conversation. At the Office of Aging and People with Disabilities, APD, Rodney Schroeder, thank you.
Thank you.
And Deb McCune, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet.